What's up, Kelsey? How are you? It's been a while.
I know, it has been a while.
How's life?
I do not know what happened 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is Preston, and I'm here with
Kelsey.
And this is a typical podcast. Do you want to see a magic trick?
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think I could do this on the podcast. You just got to describe what you're looking at and like what's happening.
All right. Preston is taking something out of his pocket. It's a wallet.
It's my wallet. Okay. I'm not going to be able to talk. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I won't be able to talk. So.
Okay. He's opening the wallet.
Yeah. You're going to have to describe what I'm saying.
All right. Okay. You see the money? He is displaying an open pocket and there's dollar bills. Yes, I see the money.
Okay. Let them know I asked you about seeing the money.
He asked me if I saw the money. I said, yes, I see the money.
Okay. Oh, shit. It's coming out. Okay.
He's kind of gaping it open. All
right.
Really suggestively.
Anyway,
now he is shocked.
I'm closing it.
He's closing it.
And then I am just simply, it's right here.
Uh-huh. He's showing me the money again. Yes,
closing
I see it. He's okay. Closing it.
I'm gonna smack my head.
He's smacking his head with the wallet.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Now he's opening the wallet. What the fuck? Now there's no money in the wallet.
Yeah.
You now, care to explain.
I care not to explain.
How the fuck does that happen?
Are you amazed by that?
I am.
That was pretty impressive. First, I think this is the first magic trick I did on the podcast ever.
Did I explain it all right?
Yeah, I think so. All that happened. Okay, for the people, I mean, the people watching could mm-hmm. see, but listeners, I opened my wallet. There was cash. I closed the wallet, and then I smacked my head, and then I opened the wallet, and there was no cash.
Might I also say that when you smacked yourself in the head with the wallet, you were also just, like, rubbing it around. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I was, well, you got to transcend from, like, the physical
this
cash.
This is how the money came out.
No, you transcend the physical cash
mm-hmm.
into mentality cash. So that way
you
work harder, work smarter, you know?
I see.
That's the key to every businessman's. I'm not a businessman. But yeah.
That was impressive.
Was it really?
Yeah, but it would be more impressive if you could make the money reappear.
I can.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
Is it in the wallet now?
No, I could talk. I'm opening it, and then I'm opening the wallet.
Wait, when did that happen? When did that happen? There's money in the wallet now.
Yeah.
When did you put it back in there?
I never took any money out. What are you talking about? This could be very confusing.
I am mind blown. Like, okay, so now you can make money just appear. That's cool.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, people say money doesn't grow on trees. Well, it grows on Preston, apparently.
Not on me, but.
Yeah, it does.
In the wallet.
Well, it disappeared into your head.
You actually believe that?
Yeah. Yeah. Money on my mind. You know what they say. Is your cat like hacking up a hairball?
She's sneezing.
That is a very scary sneeze. Anyways, did you
This is great. This is the best episode, I think. I don't know if you guys could tell, we are not prepared at all.
No,
mentally
not.
Or like anything, but we're doing this and I hope you guys are sticking with it and enjoying it. Okay, but what were you gonna say?
Have you seen this wind?
Oh my. Okay, no, you said you had questions for guys or something.
Oh right, I do.
Yeah, let's bring
do
up.
You have any questions for girls or did you not come up with any?
I didn't come up with any, but I'll think of some.
All right.
Is it true girls have boobs?
I don't know. It's kind of a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Never seen those before.
I'll have to Google it later.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of these are pee related. Like, I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 questions and 3 of them are pee related. Anyways.
Okay.
The non-pee related question is, have you ever windmilled your penis?
What?
I want to know, does it hurt?
Are you talking about just like...
Yeah.
Twirling it?
Just rotate it clockwise. Well, and counterclockwise. Doesn't matter.
I feel like every guy in their life has done it at least once.
Because I feel like that's what I would do.
1,000%. Every guy at some moment in their life has done it at least once.
Okay. And it doesn't hurt. Probably not.
No, it doesn't hurt.
Okay. Next question. Does it hurt to pee with a boner?
No.
Okay.
But you're just not that accurate, I think.
Huh?
Because it's not.
Oh, I see.
Because it's like pressure. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not accurate.
So like your aim is off.
Yeah. Also, it's just, well, one, the aim is off, and yes, mainly the aim is off. Yeah, that is correct. That, there's no other way to say it.
It just hits you in the eye.
No, yeah, it just defies gravity.
Okay, next question. When you pee, does it stay in one stream or does it split off?
I mean, I think that's like, for me, why, what's so funny?
Well, because I asked that question because for me.
Yeah.
Like,
what is it for you?
I think that girls, like, they pee forcefully. Like, it just comes out real fast and strong. And so it's never just a neat little stream. Like, okay. It just splits off into two or three. It does not matter. But yeah.
So it goes and then stop and then like that.
What? Stop?
Yeah.
I don't stop my pee stream.
Well, you said, because, like, streams. You're saying, like...
Like, it's... Oh. Are you thinking that, like, I mean, like, I pee, and then I stop, and then I pee again? That's...
Like, yeah.
I mean that, like, the stream...
It splits off
into two or three ways. Oh. It doesn't matter.
I feel like... Well, it's different. It's not always 100%, like, just one stream.
Mm-hmm.
But I think towards the end, it splits off.
Yeah. Okay.
You got another pee question?
I have one more.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Why don't men wipe the tip of their dick after peeing? Why do they just barbarically shake it off?
What do you mean?
When you're done peeing, you don't like take like a square of toilet paper and just like wipe it off, you know, to get the little excess pee off. You guys just shake it off.
Well, no, it depends where you are. If I'm in a public restroom and you know the butler's in the room, you wave your hand, he comes over with a napkin, he like dashes it for you. Cleans you up. And then you're presentable for the rest of the day.
In any bathroom, there's always going to be toilet paper. So why not use it?
Yeah. I'm confused by this question.
Why are you confused?
No, just because... Do you, after you...
No.
Okay.
This is why I asked, why do men do this?
No.
This is a men question.
No, no. I feel like... Well, I don't think it's that...
I'm trying to get man service.
I know. I know. But I'm trying to understand, like, what do you mean barbarically shake it off?
Because it's barbaric.
Well, for me, I'm pretty good at just, like, it's done. You know? Like, it's not...
Okay, but...
It's not like a little pool.
But there's probably still, like, leftover pee at the tip.
Okay.
Because it's...
Okay, for a woman...
There's going to be, like, droplets and shit.
Hold on. For a woman, after you're done peeing.
Yes, you always wipe.
What?
Yes, you always wipe as a woman.
When you're peeing?
Yeah. Wait. You cannot tell me that you... Hold on.
Wait, are you being serious?
Did you think that girls don't wipe after peeing?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was trying to ask you, because you said, what? Okay. So after you pee, you just dab it up? Like just...
Dab it?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you mean? You just...
With toilet paper?
Okay, yeah. Obviously.
Yes.
Not with your hand.
Yeah. Yeah, not with my hand.
Okay, just making sure. Every time?
Yes.
Okay, and then when you put...
Cause
and you're saying what? There's not going to be droplets afterwards?
Yes, there's going to be droplets afterwards.
Okay. That's what I was trying to understand for...
But it's like, not like we're just like, okay, let me just shake. Just do a little scoop and just hope all the excess pee just disappears.
Just so we're clear, I don't do that shake thing. I don't
really.
Yeah, I've noticed. I mean, I'm sure it's not a crazy thing. I think some people do it, but I don't do that because I don't know. It leaves. I don't. Maybe it's because I'm young, or maybe I just got good pee muscles, but I don't know. It's just everything leaves.
But not just like as a second precaution.
What do you mean?
Just never mind.
No,
just, like,
no,
give
don't,
it a,
don't
just,
never
like,
mind. We gotta get through. I wanna get through that.
Just like
know.
As a second precaution, just be like, oh, I wanna make sure it's all off.
I'll say very rarely that I will
just give it a little tap.
Yeah, very rarely I'll do that if like I feel I don't know, it just hanging out. I don't I don't know, just there's droplets just hanging out, just chilling around.
Uh-huh.
But do women really seriously just they wipe?
Yes.
After they pee?
Yes. Oh my god, I cannot believe that you thought women don't wipe.
Yeah.
<What's up? laughs> Holy shit. Oh my god.
Yeah, is that not what do you mean? No, I know what you mean. We're gonna go in another circle if we keep going, but no, I genuinely didn't know that. I wasn't even playing it up for the camera, I seriously didn't know that.
We
Do you guys wipe after
like
you
cleanliness,
poop?
Huh?
Do you wipe after you poop too?
Oh no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I thought so.
Not that shit.
Yeah. I got it. Okay, what did you have other guy questions?
No, that was my last one.
Okay. I have questions.
Okay.
What's 2 + 2? No, just kidding. I got questions for a woman.
Shoot.
Yeah. We'll just wait for one to get here. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm done messing with you. Okay, no, seriously though. Seriously. Is it uncomfortable? I mean, obviously it's uncomfortable, but what goes through your thought process to like want to wear heels?
Because
I feel like those are just not comfortable or
yeah,
in any way.
You see, I'm not the right person to ask because I do not wear heels.
You don't wear heels?
I like never do unless I feel like it's a very special occasion that I cannot wear just like flats too. Well, not flats. I wouldn't wear flats, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just not heeled shoes.
Okay.
But it's just like, I think that as you're walking, okay, I'll try to argue for them. While you're walking and you're wearing heels, it's almost like another workout that you're getting in.
Mm.
Like you're building these calf muscles.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's more strength behind that kick to the balls.
Oh yeah.
But also, I don't know, heels are just like they're cute. they're cute.
Yeah.
Make you feel fancy. Maybe even a little bit like scandalous.
Okay.
Makes your legs look nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's why people wear heels.
Okay. That's
anymore?
No. That was the exact
that
answer that I thought I was gonna get, honestly. In life, do your boobs actually get in the way of things? Of certain things? Have you ever had like
yeah.
a moment where you're like my boobs are in the way?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, like, they'll be in the way and I'll just, like, set them on top of the table. I wish you guys who are just listening could see Preston's face right now.
What is that? Okay, what is that like to just set boobs on something? I actually, that's a good question. I want to know.
Well, I think that good comparison would be like if you were to just set your balls on top of something.
I don't think it's the same. I don't think it's the same.
They carry weight.
No.
So it's like you're carrying these weights along your chest your whole day.
No.
And then you could just, you know, retire them for the day. Just play.
No, because
place them on the table.
Boobs and balls are very different. There's different textures. Different
textures.
There's different skin. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
This is like regular skin.
And it's different weights to it.
Okay. So when you set your boobs down on something, is it just more relief or just like just because you wanted to?
Yeah, and also because like if I'm pushed in too close to the table and I'm too short, so like the table is just like
it keeps you from falling.
What? Like if I'm too pushed into the table and the edge of the table is just like pushing into my boobs, it's painful. So I'll just be like, all right, I'll get them out of the way.
Yeah.
And just set them on top of the table. But yeah, they also get in the way when you're running. Like that shit hurts. Like
interesting.
Going down the stairs, you gotta hold them up. You gotta hold those puppies up.
Really?
But that's like if you're like running down the stairs, like you're in a rush.
But
I'd say that it hurts less when you're wearing a bra because like you have that support. But when you're not wearing a bra, it kind of hurts.
All right, can you describe what the pain is like? Like, is it debilitating? I don't know
if that's okay, the right word. Okay, so but. The best way that I can describe this is, let's say you have.
Is it a very
two, you have two.
wait, hold on.
Two
is it
cantaloupes?
A? Hold on. Is it a very unique feeling of pain? Like, it's not the same as anything else on your body if you got hurt or something. Is it very distinguishable?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty unique.
Okay. That's what... Because I was always curious if, like, it was a very obviously felt different. But yeah,
so,
continue.
I would say... Picture you have two, like, cantaloupe-sized melons.
Done.
Done. Like, they're inside your chest, and they're just...
Okay.
Like your skin stretches around these cantaloupes.
Got
and
it.
They're in a fixed spot. So they won't like necessarily slide down your body. They're just in that one fixed spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in this fixed spot. And let's say you jump. Obviously, gravity works in such a way that those melons are heavy.
Okay.
And they're not going to move at the same pace as the rest of your body. So it'll like drag a little bit. So your skin is pulling against these melons.
Mm.
And it'll be the same if you're... When you're jumping...
I'm seeing the picture. I got it in my mind.
And it's like the same way when you're coming back down after the jump.
Okay, so.
But there are ladies with melons big enough that it will get in the way where it'll slap them in the face. I've seen it happen.
Wow.
But yeah, another way I can explain it is like, this is kind of gory detail, and I'm sure that this does not feel the same way as it does to have boobs, but it's an okay way to explain it.
Okay.
I guess.
Just do it.
So let's say you have two metal hooks.
All right, let's stop right there.
Inside your back and you're being lifted up to the ceiling. It's like that skin pulling.
Okay. I get it.
I spent too long on that.
Yeah, but I get it now. And I think...
But yeah, boobs. Thanks.
Yeah, boobs.
Boobs do get in the way. Have you ever seen that video of John Cena where he just looks into the camera and he goes, boobies. And he turns away.
No. I have not.
Yep, that's us. Boobies. Any other girl questions? Questions for the girlies?
Okay, this is actually no, I have been thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Not I haven't been thinking about it. It's
on changed. Your mind 24/7.
No, yeah, I just thought of it right now. Mm-hmm. Let's change it up.
Okay.
How long does a period last?
Okay.
Because before you answer, to my knowledge, I thought it was just like a day or two.
All right. Well, let's start and off. And by that reaction, I was wrong. That is not the case.
Yeah.
So it varies from each girl.
I saw a TikTok. That's why I was curious about it.
Did they explain it?
They said it was like a week or something.
Yeah. So it varies for each person because sometimes there are girls who will have, you know, there's different hormones. And everybody has their different balances.
Mm-hmm.
And so some girls will have shorter periods and others will have longer periods. Or like if the girl is taking birth control, I'm not sure because I'm not on birth control. But I don't know if it, I don't remember if it like stops your period or if it just shortens it a lot.
I think.
But, or like if you have an, why are you laughing? Are you laughing?
No. Just continue.
Or like if you have a, is it IUD? Hold on.
Yeah.
I have to fact check that because I don't want to be wrong. IUD. Yes. Okay, so an IUD is like another form of birth control where it's like a T-shaped plastic
type thing.
Yeah, and it's inserted in there. But anyways, my friend got one of those and it was supposed to eventually like stop her period completely, but she just had her period constantly for months. Like she was just always bleeding. But yeah, so it depends on the person. For me, it's like 3 to 4 days, but that's okay. Also because to any ladies listening to this podcast, I have there's this one brand of pads where they're like natural and organic, so it'll shorten your period length, so look out for those.
Yeah,
but
pro tip.
But yeah, the girls who have shorter periods, they're just blessed because I wish. And cramps.
Yeah.
You know about cramps.
Yeah.
Those are horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, guys are always playing it off. They're like, oh, it's not that bad. Like, you try having your uterine lining or whatever the fuck it is just shed off. It's just shedding inside of your body.
Shit,
shredding itself.
I could do that for like 3 weeks.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
Could you give birth to? You're like, oh, don't even get me started.
Yeah.
I'll push one out right now.
I would go through with it, but then I would have to take care of a baby.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm not ready for that. So I don't think.
Yeah, not either.
Yeah, so maybe I'm not ready for the pain. But when you were. Did you ever eat chapstick or lipstick when you were a kid?
No, I did not.
When you were a kid, you never ate chapstick or
lipstick?
I never
did that, no.
Wait, hold on. What's the difference between lipstick and chapstick?
Well, lipstick is like...
The color?
The color, yeah.
The
and chapstick is like what you use to moisturize your lips with.
Okay. Did so you like ever eat chapstick?
No, I did not. So as a kid, I'm assuming you did, though.
Yeah, I did it like maybe once or twice.
It wasn't just a one-time thing?
No, it was... There's different flavors.
Was it like, I was going to say, is it like a yummy flavor?
Well, okay. This isn't going to be a cool conversation since you didn't do that. But I would eat not a lot. Okay, hold on. I'm making it sound like I would do it a lot.
He's just the connoisseur of chapsticks. Like, I recommend this flavor, you guys.
Yeah, I ate strawberry chapstick once or twice when I was a kid, a few times. And just because I was a kid, and it's like a little tube, and it's like a red color, and it says strawberry on the side of it. So little kid mind, you're like, that would be yummy. That would be yummy. So then I like bit into it one time.
Okay.
It's not yummy. Actually, no, but it's not. It's not bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must have thought that wasn't that bad if you went in for another one.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Was it also strawberry?
Probably. I was very...
What was the brand? Does the brand matter?
I don't remember. I was a kid. I didn't care about brands.
Yeah, I didn't eat anything crazy as a kid. Well, to my knowledge.
Yeah, but
at least
at the beginning of this episode,
you also said... Yeah, I do have the memory of a goldfish. So.
Yeah. You also said you couldn't remember five. I think you haven't, you really haven't like just,
well,
just
nothing
down on chapstick,
nothing that's like inedible. I like willingly ate it. But like I will say that there have been times where like I had a really good tasting chapstick. It was as a kid. It was like one of those like Dr. Pepper chapsticks.
Okay.
And I would just put it on just to lick my lips.
That's okay. Just,
it's kind of, that's, it's like indirectly eating it, but it's less barbaric.
I don't know. It's,
it's less barbaric than just chomping it.
I don't know. You had,
see, it's kind of like when you have a a cheese stick.
No, look, you, what your idea was, you went through like a whole operation so that way you can consume the chapstick, whereas I was just like, just bit it.
Yeah, you see how it's
I wasn't trying to play it off,
though.
It's not barbaric, because, it's just not.
Okay, you know those string cheeses?
Yeah.
My way of doing it is I delicately pull the string cheese.
Guess what, Kelsey?
And you just chomp it.
No, I don't. Guess what, Kelsey? String cheese? It's called string cheese.
Yeah, but there are people who just chomp it.
Yeah, but that's a different argument. That's an argument about how to eat something. Our argument is you ate chapstick, I ate chapstick, but you were more.
Okay, let's say you're arguing secretive. That string cheese is string cheese, so you must string the cheese, correct?
No, that's a different argument. I'm telling you right now, that's a different argument. The string cheese is a bad metaphor.
Let me compare it to this argument that we're having now.
If you can.
Okay, so you string the cheese because it's called string cheese.
Right.
Now, chapstick, I used it for its purpose of, you know, chapping the stick. And you stick to the chap.
Okay.
Is what you did.
Yeah. It is.
There was really not that much of correlation there, but you see what I'm saying?
In a weird way, I do.
Okay, that's good.
But at the same time, very different arguments.
Yeah.
So.
The only time that I could think of it wasn't in an edible thing. I thought that it was something that I was drinking, but I was actually drinking something else. So there was this one time at a Portuguese party, my mom had ordered this alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like iced coffee to me. And I was about 7 years of age, I would say. And I was like, ooh, yummy, iced coffee. And I took a sip and it was not iced coffee. It was, I think it was like Kahlua or something. But yep. First taste of alk at 7 years old. That was how I was introduced.
Yeah. I have never consumed alcohol ever.
Not even a little sip.
Yeah. I'm not even like lying or anything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think that you'll try it when you turn 21?
I don't know. I don't really have an interest for it.
Yeah. There are some people who don't.
Does it taste like... Does it taste like orange juice or something?
No, it's not. It for sure does not taste like orange juice.
Yeah. Oh, apple juice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, let's hash this one out.
Okay, before this episode started, we were trying to, obviously, this wasn't a very thought out episode. Maybe you could tell, but that doesn't matter. The point is, before we were trying to think of stuff, and Kelsey was like, let's debate.
Okay, first of all, I did not say it like that.
and she was like, let's debate. And then I was like, what would we debate about? And she was like, do you like orange juice or apple juice more? And then I was looking at her for a second. I was like, I didn't tell her this, but in my mind, I was like, I had apple juice a lot as a kid, like every single day. So my logic was orange juice. I like orange juice more now. So I said orange juice. And then she was like, wrong answer. She didn't say it like that, but she said wrong answer.
Yes, I have a different opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that apple juice is much better. Because like you said, you had it as a kid
all the time, yeah.
And kids know what tastes best. Am I right?
I had McDonald's every single day when I was a kid.
Okay, but
kids, I ate chapstick.
Kids have simple taste buds.
Uh-huh.
And simple, not superior, because as you age, your taste buds mature.
Yeah.
And you know what? I still love my apple juice.
That's totally fine.
With mature taste buds. And I despise orange juice. Because you know what?
Why?
Why does it have pulp?
There's a difference.
Why is there pulp in orange juice?
Oh, here's the thing about orange juice. There's a lot of choices. You can have pulp. You can have some pulp. You can have no pulp.
Okay, but let me tell you this. Why do I want to eat my drink? Why do I want to drink something and then, you know, chew it at the same time?
Do you have boba? Do you ever drink boba?
Yes.
Do you ever get the black balls?
Yes,
thing?
I do.
All right. You just contradicted yourself.
Okay, but that's...
You look
that's
stupid
different.
Right now.
That's different.
Yeah.
And you know what doesn't have pulp? Apple juice. Because I do not want to be eating apple chunks while I'm sipping on my apple juice.
Well, okay, sure. You could say all that, but fresh squeezed orange juice, like fresh squeezed orange juice,
okay,
is way better than fresh squeezed apple juice.
And why do you think that?
Who the hell drinks
what makes fresh orange squeezed juice so much better to you?
How do you think? I've never even drank fresh squeezed apple juice in my life. Mm-hmm. Have you drank fresh squeezed apple juice before? No.
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
You're a liar.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
All right, sure.
Wait, so then how are you arguing that it's so great if you've never had it?
When I've had apple juice, not fresh squeezed apple juice.
No.
I'm saying, sure. Maybe I'm making
You
up.
Just said I've never had fresh squeezed
apple juice. Yeah, I'm just
Am I wrong or did he say I've never had fresh squeezed orange juice?
No. I said
Anyways, what?
What I said was fresh squeezed orange juice is way better than fresh squeezed apple juice, but I never had fresh squeezed apple juice, to my knowledge, I think. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? You following me?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that since you like apple juice, your mind's a little a little smaller. Okay. Stick with me.
Okay.
And we'll figure this out.
Uh-huh.
So, orange juice is good. Apple juice is also good. However, the reason I think orange juice is better is because for me, this is me.
Uh-huh.
I'm Preston. when I was a kid, I would have apple juice every single day. And I even had orange juice back then, but I would have a lot more apple juice than I would orange juice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it became to a point where the apple juice did not taste like apple juice.
What?
Because I had it so much. You could.
Okay.
Have,
I guess, yeah, you could, like, you have too much of one thing and you get sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my reasoning. See, it's tough because my reason, it's not something you could just be like, well, you're wrong. Because I like apple juice, but I like orange juice more because of just having too much apple juice. See? That's the thing. I've had too much apple juice, so orange juice is better now to me.
And why do you think you had too much apple juice? Because you
liked it. Yeah. But that, are you asking like 10-year-old me or are you asking 20-year-old me?
I'm asking you.
Okay. All right, we laid it out. We got to the bottom of this.
Did we?
Yeah. We figured out that... What was the original question? It was, which one's better?
Yeah.
Okay, orange juice.
Okay, apple juice.
All right, and we're just going to have to stick with that. And thank you guys for watching or listening. This was a typical podcast. I was Preston.
I was Kelsey.
And see you guys next week.
Bye.